Okay, it's Wednesday, March 2nd. It's been a little while since I've done an audio boo, and I notice I got a slightly different interface here. Hopefully they've improved it. Not that I haven't liked audio boo all along, but it kind of looks cooler now, and maybe they've got some new features. But I want to talk about the iPad 2. They just announced it today. It looks like a beautiful device. Can't order it. I'm on their website. It doesn't look like we can even order it until March 11th. And they say they'll be available in stores on that day at 5 p.m. So it looks like we cannot pre-order one, right, at least at this point in time. It looks like a beautiful device. It's thinner, lighter. It's got a cool magnetic cover that looks like it'll be really neat. I won't know until I really see, touch, and feel it. But the early reviews are positive. We don't know a lot of specs on the camera, but we do know it will do 720p video. We don't know if the camera is as high quality as the one on the iPhone 4. I hope it is, because I really am pleased with the performance of the camera on the iPhone 4. And if this camera is as good as that for still photos and for videos, that will be a big plus. This will really turn it into potentially a content creation device. Just like I'm creating this audio boo on my iPhone 4, you'll be able to shoot videos and edit them with the new iMovie program that they came out with for the iPad 2. And it'll be really cool for being out in the field and shooting some video clips and editing up a quick video and then uploading it to YouTube or wherever. This will really start transitioning the iPad from a media consumption device to potentially a media creation device. So this is exciting to see all of this. And to see it thinner and lighter, be easier for people to carry around with them. It's going to become more and more a laptop replacement for a lot of people. If you don't do a lot of typing where you need the actual keyboard, and if you're just checking Facebook, checking your email, doing an audio boo like I'm doing now, doing things like this, the iPad 2 may suffice for many people. And of course, it has a lot of other features and things that it'll do that that are awkward to do with a regular laptop. So anyway, we're really excited to see the iPad 2. If you follow me, you know that I was excited to get the original iPad when it first came out, and I said it was going to be a game-changing device then, and it has proven to be that, and it's only getting better and becoming even more of a game-changing device, putting a powerful computer in effect in the hands of many people that never had a laptop before. Many of them never even had a computer before. Grandparents and things like this that want to keep in touch with their grandkids are using these devices. So more power to Apple for bringing this out and continuing to innovate and improve. And I look forward to getting one as soon as I can get my hands on the new iPad 2.